Good morning to everyone. Welcome to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration message. I pray that you all find inspiration in this portion of scripture that I'd like to share this morning. And it's in Luke chapter 4, beginning in verse 16. It reads, "And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.'" And he closed the book and he gave it again to the minister and sat down, and the eyes of all of them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." So this was an account of the Lord Jesus coming to Nazareth, where he grew up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath, and he stood up to read, and he chose to read this prophecy that was done by the prophet Isaiah. And whether we are a mature Christian or a young Christian, or just someone that is seeking the Lord, seeking to be set free, I find this scripture very encouraging every time that I come across it, or that I hear it read, or that I read it. It gives me a lot of courage and a lot of renewed zeal of this, because it's so relevant today, even though it was given so many years ago, so many thousands of years ago, the prophecy was done. And then during this time when this was written in Luke, was being fulfilled with the Lord Jesus coming to begin his ministry, to begin his preaching. And I just I really find a lot of encouragement in it, that there is healing for the brokenhearted, there is deliverance to the ones that are captive, and to the ones that can't see, there is sight. And it says those that are bruised will be set at liberty. And so there just isn't anything that the Lord can't do. If there is something in our lives that is hindering us, it's holding us back, if Satan has a hold somehow, or if there's hurt that has been done to us that we can't get over, the answer is here, that the Lord Jesus was anointed to come to this world to heal and to set free, to give sight to the blind, to comfort the bruised, and so it's just a sure promise. And whenever I read scriptures like this that are a prophecy, I like to go back and read what the prophecy says. And in this case, it's Isaiah 61. It begins in verse 1 to 3. It says, "The sight of the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord had anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. So, yes, this, we can see here that at this time when, I believe anyway, that when this prophecy was given to the prophet Isaiah to tell the people, I believe it was a time when the children of Israel were captive. So we can imagine that this was a comforting promise that was done to them that there will be deliverance given, that there would be that those that are captive will be set at liberty, and the doors to the prison would be open. And but I really like the way that it says in verse 3 that there will be the garments of praise for the spirit of heaviness will be given. You feel heavy in the spirit, like just, I think, like when someone is mourning, you just feel heavy. And so the garment of praise will be given for that, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And that is just the whole thing. And that's what it's all about. It's our purpose on this earth, the reason we live and the reason that the Lord gave us this new day today is that we can live righteously and bring glory and honor to the Lord. That's what he wants from his people. And I believe that from the beginning, the Lord wanted a people for his own that he could call his own, and a people that would serve him and honor him. And the Lord Jesus came to this earth, and up to that point, there was no one that was able to be that that servant, that loyal servant. And even though there were many prophets, there were many men of God that served the Lord, Jesus was his own son, but he was the only one that was had no sin, and that was be able to fulfill the plan of God for salvation for us. So that's why I find much comfort and much encouragement in this scripture that the Lord that is written of the Lord. And it's interesting to read that in Isaiah it says to bind the brokenhearted, and here in Luke it says to heal the brokenhearted. Well, it's the same, but it's just interesting that when you bind something up, like if there's a hurt, you bind it up. If there's a cut, you bind it up just so that it can heal. And that's what the Lord says that he was anointed to do. And also interesting that it says to preach the gospel to the poor, and in Isaiah it says to preach the good tidings to the meek. And so I believe that the only ones that can receive this or that can believe this are the ones that can examine themselves and realize their need, and that's how it is for me. When I examine myself and see my need, then I can go to the Lord, and then I can seek help from the Lord, and He gives. And so I sincerely hope that that we can all do that. We can all go to the Lord this day if there's anything that is hindering us, that is discouraging us, that is just, you know, keeping us from just fully growing in the Word of God. Let's take it to the Lord, and let's allow that Spirit, that same Spirit that came upon the Lord Jesus, that He was able to preach this gospel to the people, that same Spirit that he promised that He would give us and that He has given, let us allow that Spirit to do its work. Let's allow it to guide us and to lead us. And so that's my encouragement for you all, for all of us, that we do that and we allow the Spirit to be in us and to lead us. So hope you all have a blessed day, and may the Lord give you much strength and comfort this day.